I have some good news. Next month, an asteroid big enough to cause major damage to humanity will pass close by Earth, 4 million miles away. Astronomers are going to be scanning the asteroid with radar, but they are not worried about it veering close to the Earth. I guess that is good news. But our next guest says it's a reminder of just how good we've become at tracking these kinds of threats. Kelly Beatty joins me now. He's senior editor at Sky and Telescope. Hi, Kelly.
Hello, Jeremy.
Is 4 million miles close relatively for an asteroid pass by?
No, not at all. In fact, today there's an asteroid predicted to come much closer than that to the Earth. It's a lot smaller. You know, we know of more than 20,000 small asteroids that pass somewhere close to the Earth. And the fact is, we know their orbits well enough that we can predict when they're going to come close by and how far away they're going to be. And so there's no panic on the part of NASA concerning this one because it's been tracked long enough that we know where it's going to be for the next couple of hundred years.
So you're saying that there's no chance that some asteroid could sneak up on us. We know everything that's coming from every direction.
Well, if those 20,000 asteroids represented all the ones that were out there, I'd say yes. The problem is we don't know where they all are. Now, we probably know where all the ones are this big. There might be only a few hundred of them that could potentially threaten Earth. But the smaller ones, we haven't yet discovered all of those. Those could create a bad day in Los Angeles or wherever they happen to hit, but they wouldn't be world-threatening.
Now, this asteroid is estimated to be up to 2.5 miles wide. What would happen if it hit the Earth?
Well, of course, it depends where. 3/4 of the Earth is covered with water, and if it hit in water, it would create a tsunami of incredible proportions. If it hit on land, it would be a lot of regional, maybe even continental damage, but it wouldn't threaten life over the entire Earth.
So let's get back to what you think about this, which is that we've gotten so much better at spotting and tracking these kind of asteroids than, let's say, 20 years ago. How did we do that?
Yeah, so it's been famously said that back in 1998, when this one was discovered, the number of people who were actively looking for these threatening asteroids was comparable to the staff of a McDonald's restaurant. Now it's a much more robust operation with teams of astronomers on various continents all working in concert and with other telescopes and spacecraft coming on board that will literally give us the entire census of all the asteroids that threaten the Earth. NASA has even established a Center for Near-Earth Object Studies. We really keep tabs on these objects very carefully. The one sort of wild card in all of this are comets. They come from very far in the solar system and could strike us with little warning.
And that's when you call up Bruce Willis or somebody like that, and then you send them out to blow it up.
Well, the thing about especially the asteroids or comets, if you discover them far enough in advance, you can literally nudge them out of the orbit that they're on, the collision course they're on, into a near miss. Comets are a little bit different because they are not giving us a lot of warning when they come in, and they can be a lot bigger than these asteroids that we're tracking close by.
That is Kelly Beatty, who is senior editor at Sky and Telescope. Kelly, thanks.
You're welcome, Jeremy. Take care.